As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Yo, what's up? You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. That was the track West Coast Forever by Lowell of her brand new EP, Part 1, Paris YK, which is available now on Arts and Crafts.
Hi.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so... if you are a regular listener, you'll know that this show is hosted by myself, Eleanor, and in the past by Erica.
Hi, that's me.
And she's here today.
I'm here.
Wow.
Hi, everyone.
Really nice. So nice to have you here. Just for a sec.
Yeah, it's kind of fun
just
already.
One time only.
One time only. I'm just limited a dish.
What? Don't miss this one time
don't
only
miss
event.
It. Turn up your radio real loud.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. How does it feel to be back in the hot seat?
It's fun. It feels pretty natural. It's exciting. Yeah. I miss radio. It's a fun time.
I miss having you here. It's really not the same.
Aww.
I talk to myself.
I was gonna just say, how do those conversations go back and forth now? Is it more like, ha, Eleanor, you're so funny, and then...
Yeah, you know, like, it goes back and forth. It goes back and forth. Sometimes I'm really good and I get on a roll, and then other times I just kind of go into a hole and nothing that I'm saying makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I just have to put music. Yeah, yeah. And then I just have to put music on, and then it makes it a lot better.
Yeah, I bet you have some good transitions as a result, though.
Yeah, I do. Speaking of which, we should, you know, we're gonna play a lot of great stuff today. This weekend, it's Victory Square Block Party on Sunday. Holy, I am just so excited. And there's so many great bands playing. And you know what is the best part? Is that 7 of the 8 bands are FemCon.
Woo! Our show has made...
Incredible.
A difference, or just like it's just happening for also coincidentally, but I'm down.
Yeah, I'm super down. We're going to play some Victory Square Block Party stuff, talk about that a little bit, and then play some other new releases and things that we're vibing to. So don't touch that dial.
Stay tuned in.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to start off with a brand new track from Tough Customer, who are playing at Victory Square. This was just released last week. It's called Stacks here on Fem Concept.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hi.
And we're back at Fem Concept, CITR 101.9 FM, hitting you up from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name's Eleanor.
My name is Erica.
And we are together again.
Together once again.
Harmony.
Harmony strikes again.
Oh, it's a beautiful
thing.
It's
been 4 months.
It has been 4 months.
Yeah.
And our last episode, we didn't even know that it was our last episode.
Oh, yeah. So there wasn't a big celebration.
No.
It was just as per usual.
Yeah.
Just good.
Yeah. So we are playing some tunes, hanging out. The last track you heard was by a band called Pale Red. That was called I Don't Answer Questions. Before that, you heard from a band called SBDC with a track No Plan, No Problem, and the song Whatever Forever. And at the top of the set, it was a song called Stacks by Tough Customer. And what all those things have in common is that they're all playing the Victory Square Block Party this weekend.
Which is on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. It's a free event. It's happening in Victory Square, which is downtown at the corner of Cambie and Pender Street. It starts at 2, goes till 9. There are 8 bands. It's co-presented by CITR Radio and Music Waste. And yeah, it's been happening for like 12 years now. And all of the, it's free, but there's like, it really is a, it's really a an organization that exists to, sorry, not an organization. My mind is a little bit scattered today, but it's an event that exists to like support the downtown east side neighborhood and the people that are working and living and occupying that space. So every year there's a big raffle and we get a bunch of prizes donated from different businesses, and all of the money made in that raffle goes towards Megaphone Magazine and CITR.
Yay.
You won a raffle prize last year.
I did. I got so many cool things.
What did you get?
We still have the plant. Or you guys still have the
plant. We do have the plant.
At the house. What did I get?
Mm-hmm.
I got various records from local record companies. And I also got said plant. I also got tapes and pins. And I remember also getting a toothbrush. Like an organic one made out of wood and stuff. Ooh. And I also got soap. I could keep listing off more things, but that's not very exciting for you. But you know the vast array of things you can get from winning a raffle. So not only are you contributing to a great cause, you're also getting some cool things.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, tote bags.
Yes. Can't forget
my favorite thing.
Can't forget the tote bags. Yeah, so we have lots of those same prizes donated again this year, like stuff from Audiopile and Community Thrift and Vintage, Mint Records, Hockey Dad Records, Ola Urban Flower Project, VIF, you know, the list goes on and on. And there's all the info that you would ever need about it is all up on Facebook, as well as on the Victory Square website, which is victorysquare.com. And yeah, there's a list of all the raffle prizes up on the CITR website. So,
and it's also at Victory Square Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's called that.
Yeah, exactly. Victory Square Block Party. Victory Square Park.
That's downtown.
Yes. Corner of Cambie and Pender Street. Yeah, and it's really fun. And the forecast says sun, which is really important.
It's sunny right now. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah, the summer hasn't left us yet. It's still holding on. It's incredible. Really incredible.
Hold it on by a dang thread in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's exciting. It's going to be really fun. I mean, I've been going and helping for the last, like, 4 years, and every year it's just the best. It's how
summer. And it's a nice place to like, hang out. And because it's happening all day, you can, like, chill and watch some music. And mm-hmm. then you can go and get some food with your friends. And then you can come back. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. It's great. It's the best. And the music is going to be really good, as evidenced by those last 3 bands that we just played. And we're not done yet. We got more to do. So up next, we are going to play a track from a band called Swim Team, who are playing this year as well. One of our favorite bands on this show. And this track is off of their tape called Freedom Constraint, which came out in December of last year. And we are going to listen to the track Tell.
Thank you. across the entrance to the frame. All these four walls that align and you remain. In this closure, in this infinite desire, you advise and you attend to this spiral.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Yeah, what's up, man? Hey, I'm on the guest list. Yeah. Who's headlining here tonight? Yeah, I'm on their list. I'm on their list. Oh, well, I should be on there, so...
Looking for that cool band Buzz?
Geez, I don't know what to tell you.
Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Every year, Vancouver bands compete for prizes including studio time, festival spots, media coverage, promotions, and more. We are now accepting submissions. Please send your demo of original material of at least 3 songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Contact info must include your email and phone number. All genres welcome. Join a 33-year-old legacy of great Vancouver music. For more info, find the CITR Shindig page on Facebook.
That was a song by Jody Glenham and the Dreamers. It was called Ill Wind, and it's off of a 7-inch called For Francis that is being released on Kingfisher Blues. Really beautiful.
Yeah, that was super nice.
First time I ever saw Jody Glenham play was on International Women's Day on CITR back in 2014. Nice. It was really cool.
That is very cool.
It was just a solo performance then, but she's playing with a full band now.
Cool.
She will be playing at the Victory Square Block Party this Sunday, along with the other bands that we just played, including Milk, whose song Funeral you heard before Jody Glenham, and before that, the track Tell by the band Swim Team. Yeah. You're tuned into Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM with your hosts, Eleanor.
And Erica.
Hee-hee.
Yay.
Oh, back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle again. Mm-hmm. It's a comfy spot.
If anyone wants to come say hi, she'll be at Victory Square this weekend.
I'll be at Victory Square, and then I'll be out.
Yeah, you'll be
for
out.
Until, who knows? I'm not going to say on radio.
Who knows?
I'll be gone for a little bit, and I might be back for a little bit, but then I'll be gone. She gone.
She gone. She gone.
But we're just not sure when.
You know, who can really say? Life is a collection of adventures, and, you know, sometimes you just don't know what's coming for you.
Exactly. Just the way I like it.
So, speaking of adventures, you went on an adventure this summer.
I went on an adventure this summer. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I went tree planting.
Very cool. I will spare you from talking about it a lot, because I know you've been doing that a lot, but something you said yesterday that I thought was interesting that might be cool to talk about is how you were reading an article about tree planting that you said, like, a lot of people who don't do it write about it, or they, like, it's hard to understand unless you've done it, mm-hmm. essentially.
Yeah.
But that person who wrote this article commented that there wasn't a difference in the ability of women versus men. And you were like, yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Said that 42% of planters are female, mm-hmm. As of the past year. And it totally is like that. They make the camps pretty half and half, and it doesn't have much to do with, like, physical strength. In fact, people who are, like, might have a ton of muscle don't actually end up doing very well planting trees. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird in that way. But, yeah, it's really not a gendered... although it is pretty much a sport, it's, like, anybody can be really good at it. Mm-hmm. And all, like, body types, too. It's more about your mind and how... because you have to maintain endurance, and so it's more about pushing yourself. And if you're any type of person that has, you know, if you can carry trees on you and you have, you're able-bodied, because you do require that, you really can excel at it. But it does not matter in terms of your, how you identify yourself or how you are built biologically. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool in that way.
That is cool.
Opens doors to a lot of people, and some people might see it from afar being like, oh man, I'm not strong enough, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. But you really can, and you adapt to it, and you have all sorts of people to support you in it. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's not, it's open to most people.
Sweet. Yeah, that's really cool, because obviously on this show, we play 100% FemCon. We focus on people who identify as female who are creating music and art. And so, yeah, that was interesting to me, because I think before you'd said that, I may have assumed that that wasn't the case, that there would be a lot more men, or that mm-hmm. it would be easier for men, because I think we're conditioned to think that men are
better
at athletics and hard work. But the mind thing is a huge piece that I'm sure people just, like,
to me, I just, like, realized when I was there, just, like, pretty much that is all it is. Like, it mm-hmm. is your body, but how you your mind is how your body acts. So if you're not feeling well, or you're in a bad place mentally, then your body will respond directly to that. So that's just having a mind. mm-hmm. That's not gendered.
Totally.
So
cool.
Yeah. That sweet. Was my big experience.
That's really sweet.
You can do whatever you need to do. You just got to push yourself.
That's pretty good life advice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Well, I have one more band to play for you that is playing Victory Square. It's Morning Coop. project of Chandra Melting Tallow, and I'm going to play a track from her album Baby Blue called Color of Pomegranates. It was actually just posted up on the internet today that she did an interview with Editorial Magazine based out of Montreal. Looks really good. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet, but you should go read it. Did you read it yet, Erica?
I have not.
Well, Editorial is really cool. A magazine that is run by Claire Milbrath. I think that's how you say her name, out of Montreal. So, yeah, go check it out. This is Color of Pomegranates by Morning Coup.
Thank you. Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association is thrilled to once again host and sponsor the CITR Block Party in our exciting business district, one defined by diversity, inclusion, and innovation. See what we have to offer at hxbia.com.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
Hello, we're back.
Hi.
For five more minutes. This is Femme Concept. I'm Eleanor.
I'm Erica.
And we're hanging out.
We are hanging out.
Erica's back for one time only.
One time only. So sad, but so fun.
It's great. It's nice. Better now than never.
That's right.
You just heard a brand new track from Jenny Vall called Conceptual Romance. That's off of her album Blood Bitch that will be out on September 30th. Very excited about that one. Everything she does is fantastic. And before you heard from Jenny Haval, you heard the track Color of Pomegranates by Morning Coop off of her album Baby Blue, and she will be playing at the Victory Square Block Party this Sunday. Can't wait to see everyone there. It's free, 2 to 9 p.m., co-presented by CITR Music Waste, and bring your change and buy raffle tickets and support Megaphone Magazine and CITR. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. So we've reached the end of the show, but don't go anywhere, because Radio Zero's up next.
Yahoo!
And then Nardwar at 3:30.
Woo!
So, lots of great stuff. We'll be back next week with more. And what are we going to end with, Erica?
We're going to listen to a song called Find You by Charlotte Day Wilson. She is an American musician, and she's super groovy. I discovered her, well, actually, I kind of knew who she was, but I fully discovered her when I heard her on Bad Bad Not Good's album. They're a jazz quartet. We couldn't play them on Femme Concept because they are not Femme Con. However, she sang on one of their tracks that's called In Your Eyes, and it's like when I was tree planting, I would play this song on repeat. And I remember it was a day where I had a piece where there was lots of strawberries and raspberries, and her voice was just perfect for it. So, this is her own personal stuff. She just released an EP last week. You can listen to it on Spotify, but probably just on the internet as well. But yeah, this song is called Find You.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And
thanks for listening.
We'll chat at you next week.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Wrapped up in my bed, it's easy to say.